B-Pod Studios.
Might not be that big a deal, but for the guy at the end of the bench, it could be a nice little paycheck for him.
Yeah.
So credit to them for actually thinking of the other guys around the league, unlike baseball, who just seems like the top 10% are just thinking about themselves right now. The basketball looks like it's going to get underway again. It's going to get started, and you're going to get those guys on the end of the bench paid. So if that's what those 10 games do to round out the regular season, so be it. Sixers have 17 games left on the schedule. We'll play 10 of them. Get the Norvell Pels of the world paid. Fine. You know what I mean? As long as it gets playback sooner rather than later. That's all we're asking for.
I think you cringed at this a little bit too this morning, Mark. 30 teams going to Orlando.
That's been my, even when baseball was talking about taking over Arizona.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Hold on.
You know,
avoiding groups and you want to put how many thousands of people in one spot?
That's 450 players. All right. Now add in family, add in assistant coaches, trainers, equipment people, other side people that have to be there. Like, I know the Sixers traveling party has to be, besides the 15 players, has to be 30 people.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, bump that number up to 45 times 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, now you're getting a bunch of people in a small area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's dicey. I you know, we'll see what happens, like, but it's dicey.
I was talking to somebody, by the way, you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Brilliance in Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Xfinity Studio only from Comcast, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. Coming up in an hour, we'll talk to Paul Hudrick of NBC Sports Philadelphia about all things involving the NBA and their plans to get underway. The NHL looks like they've set up some pretty good ideas here for their phase two after a 24-team playoff, more or less, tournament has been chosen by the NHL. So that all looks really interesting. But I was talking to somebody, Bob, in the hotel business yesterday. And if you're going to take over a town, one site, now the NHL has a plan in place that could be two sites to play hockey, could be nine sites to play hockey, but most likely two. The NBA is saying, Orlando, Florida, we'll get things underway. If it was coming to Philadelphia, normally I would feel great that we'd get a little bit of an economic boom, right? We'd get that, you know, that influx of people.
Sure.
So that'd be good, but it's not like fans are coming along, so it's a couple of thousand people. It's not necessarily, you know, a million people coming into the city or 100,000 people coming into the city. It's a smaller group of people.
Now you're thinking they're going to use up all the paper towels and you're not going to be able to find
them.
Now
any. I'm not going to get toilet paper.
Yeah.
How many are going to get toilet paper? Go back to the early days of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But
it's still tough getting paper towels out there.
Oh yeah, it's no joke. No lies, no joke. But I was talking to somebody from the hotel business in Philly, and it's like the requests that are being made already by like NFL teams at hotels. They already have essentially quarantined like three floors for a football team. Imagine getting catering for the football team.
Yeah.
Now that they have the specific thing, because it's not like those guys can go out to a restaurant and all go out at the same time to a restaurant and get, you know, service and all that stuff. That's a huge influx. Like, yeah, it'll be great for the restaurant business, but it's not like every single player is going to be trusting the city to go out and do that. Like some players, didn't Warren Sapp say he got food poisoning in Philadelphia once?
Yeah.
Like people just now, pandemic-wise, are going to be worried about going out and spending money in the city. So just think about it from that standpoint. If you're doing it now as opposed to September, like how are those players going to be taken care of in Orlando hotel? Who's to say who gets what hotel?
Yeah.
Like, who's to say who gets how many rooms with their family? Like, there's so many other weird logistics that have to be worked out. Like, just to think about baseball again for a second, Jeff Passan was just talking about this last week. The minutiae, like, the things that have to be worked out. Like, if a player tests positive on the road in baseball for COVID-19, how does he get home?
Yeah, I mean, all of these things are still out there. And it's like, you know, you don't want to be a downer of it all. And I love to see that these dates are coming about and the phases are being met and all that. But there are still so many questions that are just unanswered. And look, as I said before, as a society, we're just going to have to move on and deal with ramifications, I guess. And until there's a vaccine, until there's a cure, whatever, you're just going to have to trust your fellow, you know, citizens and move on with life somehow. Is that what these organizations are doing? Like, Jamie came in here and you questioned. You said, how do you guys feel about stuff? About like stuff opening up?
Yeah, right.
Right. And Jamie, you know, probably he said exactly how I feel. I feel comfortable as long as, you know, people are smart and, you know, just take care of them. this is now just going on what Jamie said and what I agree with. This might be one of the dumbest things we're doing then, is putting together 1,000 people right. in a hotel or in the same spot or on a basketball court, or, you know, that's not even counting referees and it's not counting TV people and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, no, as great, and we all want to open up and we all want to get back to some kind of normalcy, and I think we're all okay if everybody's smart. Sports right now isn't smart. It's just not.
No, and I think they're also trying to find the balance of helping their own economy. And yeah, I mean the sports world.
Right, right, right.
But I mean, the only thing we can really go on right now is data and collection and what we've learned since this all started. I mean, when you look, in honesty, I'm asking, I mean, when you look at the Korean League and some of these Bundesliga, the German Soccer League, EPL, I haven't heard of any
right.
flare-ups or problems coming out of those leagues yet.
Right.
It appears that if they're handling this properly and doing the precautionary measures, they've had some mild success with it so far, so I don't see why it can't be different here.
Well, the thing that I think raised most people's eyebrows was the one positive test won't shut it down. And it was like, well, hold on a second. A few positive tests shut down a league for 2.5 months.
Well, that's because it was unknown at the time.
Right, because it was so unknown.
Now there's, you know, information and data collected where it's, all right, at least we know how to go about this.
We feel like it's a more controlled environment.
Yeah, totally. So I hear what Bob's saying, it's valid, but I don't think it's that bad of an idea.
What's a bad idea?
All right. Just getting the leagues back together and isolating these people on a campus.
Yeah.
I think it can be done effectively.
Uh-huh.
All right. Would you do it?
100%.
If you were a player, you'd play?
If I had a paycheck depending on it? Yes, well, 100% I'm there.
And the reason I brought us, because when you came in here, you said, yeah, I'm okay as long as everybody's safe and smart.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going out to restaurants. I'm not going to concerts. I probably wouldn't attend those games as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm an athlete and that's my job, yeah, I'm playing.
I do it as long as my hotel room has a kitchen. If I can cook my own meals, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I don't have a problem eating out. Like, I've been eating out a ton. I've even gotten fast food. I'm... not to say over those fears, but more comfortable with those risks now, as long because I know I'm doing everything else properly.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think it's as nightmarish as maybe Bob does, but I understand your point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole lot of people in a consolidated space.
I don't think it's stupid by any means. It seems odd considering where the rest of the world is, or the rest of our world is now. But with basketball and even hockey, when I'm thinking about it, it does it become even a safer place for these guys because they're getting tested?
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah,
see, you're looking at, again, quarantining a league,
and
basically.
And they'll have, you know, the sanitization,
right.
You know, will be top notch. I mean, medical grade, you know, stuff here. So I think it's okay.
Do you wipe the ball down, like, in between timeouts and stuff?
You might have to change.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, you might have to change the ball. Basketball, you can't, but football, I think there's going to be a lot of ball swapping.
Like, where you put... what was that?
The ball swapping.
I would think ball swapping would be the way you have to do it.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to change them out and stuff, and yeah, wipe them down.
Yeah.
Sanitize those balls, man. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure...
Well, because players lick them.
They do. And then they lick their fingers.
You know, all kinds of stuff going on. Putting in a mouthpiece.
You got to be adults.
Taking out a mouthpiece.
You got to be a responsible adults when it comes down to it.
Yeah. And the reason, not that I'm against sports starting. My point was more of, it's funny how Jamie came in here and said we all need to be smart. But here at the same time, we want to throw sports, you know, it kind of goes exactly against what we're hoping as society that we don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't go on a beach with 1,000 people. Don't do this. Don't, you know, which is right and which is smart. But let's put a bunch of guys on a basketball court.
Right. No.
And in the same hotel and all. It's just funny. And hopefully it is all fair. And Jamie brings up a great point. The other leagues that have started, we haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm actually surprised by that.
Yeah,
I figured there would be one athlete in the KBO by now that, you know, came across a positive result.
But again, they're tested, like, what, before every game?
Yeah,
like,
as they pull into the stadium.
Literally getting swabbed.
In the car, yeah.
Yeah, as they're driving into the stadium. So I will say it's unlike a shore trip for the rest of society where... I'd go to the shore. Maybe I'd sit on a beach if I knew everyone going on like was getting their beach tag checked and getting swabbed.
Do you think it'll affect the style of play? Like if LeBron James, I'll just use him as an example, has a lane to drive and he's got to make, you know, heavy, like, is he going to subconsciously kind of shy away more than he normally would?
Boy, that's like, so weird that you phrase it just like that, Jim. It took me right back to Magic Johnson.
Yeah, like that's
I mean, that was the exact conversation.
How
does
it not come into your subconscious a little?
See, I think
to avoid contact.
Once you step on the court, it's not going to be unlike how it's going to be for us as sports fans. We're going to be watching, and it might take us a little bit to like, okay, no, this counts. This is the real deal. This isn't going to be an asterisk. You know, it might be a shortened season, but there's going to be an NBA champion. It might feel weird to have it again, but by game, maybe probably even halftime of the first game, probably 10 minutes into it, it's just going to be business.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like nothing. It's going to be like nothing happened. It's going to be weird, nobody being in the stands, but I can only imagine as a player, it's only going to be a faster return to normalcy.
Like, yeah, I mean, it probably will. That's what makes LeBron LeBron.
Right. Yeah, and as long as those tests are given and you're confident you're going against a player that doesn't have it, yeah, you're full bore, you're hitting, you're doing whatever you have to do.
But it's hard to think that it doesn't have some kind of effect on some of these players.
Yeah, it would be, hey, look, we're in studio now. We've spent all last week in the studio. We're back now.
We're
again.
Also not in tank tops, sweating and spitting and rubbing up against each other.
Oh, sure, but we're
unless you want to at the break. That can be arranged.
I'm going to say social distance. That's one thing that's not going to change.
Who the hell's arranging that? Do we have somebody here that does that?
I got a ball. We can throw up off the glass for some boards give it a run.
People are going to be going back to work like next week, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks,
yeah.
Right? We're back here.
I think it's next Monday is the state orders for PA.
I'm touching buttons.
Yeah.
Right? We're in an office building. I don't know who touches our front door. You know what I mean? I got gloves. I got a mask. It's mandated by Beasley Broadcasting. We all have masks when we're walking around, not when we're on mic, but when we're all walking around. Bob and I are 6 feet apart. Jamie's behind a glass. Sam's like in her closet somewhere, like back at her place. Like, that's the precaution we're taking. But like when I touch something in a public area, like this board here in front of me, these buttons here, the phone lines, whatever they might be, it's all public stuff. It's still in my head that I'm touching these, that I wipe them down, that I wipe that down before I started. I wipe down this stuff before I leave. But you know, Anthony's still doing the show from home. Mike's in studio, obviously. He's been this entire time. I'm trying to do with the service not only for myself, but for my coworkers. In the NBA, I'm sure the minute they start up again, it's going to be weird. It's going to be odd, but they'll revert back right back to the way that it was beforehand because that's what your body's going to tell you to do. You're going to go right back into the swing of things. Not saying it's right. And look, if you're being tested as frequently as they're going to be tested, and the NHL is saying before you get into a team facility, you got to be tested 48 hours beforehand. They're trying to take the proper measures to make sure everybody's as safe as possible. That's why baseball's fallen by the wayside here, because they feel like everything's safe. 67-page document they got it down to in terms of making sure everyone feels safe. It's out there already, and we've known this for about a week now. It's all about the money. And we knew it was going to be all about the money, and that's when it was going to get ugly. Well, it's ugly. Already it's ugly. Basketball is saying similar things to the NHL in terms of getting guys tested and also trying not to take... This is how they're spinning it, trying not to take those tests from people that need them in the healthcare world. If a test exists, a test exists. I don't care what pool it's in, whatever. It doesn't make sense to me. But they're trying to take the proper precaution to make sure that everyone that does go back to playing in their sport feels as safe and protected as they can be. So when you do think about it, that's what makes it different from that other social gathering you might have, whether that be the Jersey Shore, whether that be a bar or a restaurant. Not everyone's being tested when they're walking into the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So the NBA and the NHL are trying to go about this the safest way possible so they can get not just their return to their sport, but let's call it what it is, also their return to revenue as well. And that's where a lot of people are trying to get to. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. When we come back, some Eagles conversation. Jalen Reagor. Love this kid. I really do. Like, his attitude, I love him. I still think, for the record, Justin Jefferson will have a better career, but ain't the question. Jalen Reagor, to me, has just full marks since draft day for his attitude and his approach to the game, as he more or less told a national troll that we all acknowledge is a national troll, where he can shove it. We'll tell you that story when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update. update.
A match win. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Lowe's. Pros, shop for brands you trust on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. Restrictions apply, U.S. only. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in the match champions for charity over the weekend. The pair took home the title while also donating $20 million between the four of them to COVID-19 relief. Tom Brady was able to add more to the donation pot when pro golfer Brooks Koepka tweeted a pledge to donate $100,000 if he was able to hit par in remaining holes in the tournament. Brady then went on a birdie on hole 7 while also ripping his pants. The 6-time Super Bowl champion then turned to Twitter for dad joke of the weekend, stating that his pants must have wanted to take part in social distancing. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Barzetta in the morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Get your Wawa order faster and save time with mobile ordering on the Wawa app. Browse our menu of hoagies and salads made your way, soups, sides, handcrafted lattes, and more. Just order and prepay in the app, then pick up and go. You can even pick a time from morning to late night. We're here to make it easier to get your Wawa favorites. Order ahead on the Wawa app today. Gotta have a Wawa. At Wawa, we're focused on making your shopping experience as safe as possible. We have new safety measures like counter shields, social distancing markers, masks, and temperature checks for every associate. We also created the Wawa Clean Force, a highly trained staff dedicated to keeping our stores safe through industry-leading sanitation. This is our new routine, so you can get back to yours. So stop in, order ahead, or get it delivered. Wawa has you covered.
Looks like we're going to be staying home a while longer. At least it's not hot yet.
Yet.
How's our air conditioning?
I don't know.
Should we get our system checked out?
Can we even get it checked out now?
Pierce Phelps and Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors are open for essential business, including system checkups. And they're doing whatever it takes, wearing masks, gloves, and social distancing to safely keep you comfortable this summer with flexible financing and indoor air quality specials. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
Sugar House Casino is now Rivers Casino Philadelphia, and you can play the official online casino of Rivers Casino. BetRivers.com. BetRivers.com brings you the best real money slots directly from the casino floor, as well as real money blackjack and roulette. In all, there are more than 100 great casino slots and table games on BetRivers.com. Signing up is easy, and we'll match your first deposit with free play. The Sugar House name might be gone, but the quality and customer service live on at BetRivers.com. Go to BetRivers.com and play today. Presented by Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At CDW, we get that an unsecured laptop can put your company's data at risk, making you a little paranoid.
I'm not paranoid. You're paranoid.
CDW can implement a secure mobility solution using the HP EliteBook with Intel 8th generation processors and SureView Privacy to protect your screen from prying eyes.
Did you follow me here?
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/HP security.
What was that?
Cultivators of the cul-de-sac. Run with us on a John Deere X370 Select Series lawn tractor. Because yard work is about more than just mowing. It's about moments that last a lifetime. Like when your daughter Emily has a shot at making wiffle ball history on her home turf. And that's why the X370 leaves nothing to chance. With one-touch mulch control technology and attachments. attachments for every season so Emily can knock it out of the park. This is more than just grass. It's the stuff legends are made of. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Hey, Philadelphia. Things are slowly going back to normal, and Dunkin' wants to help get you running again. DD Perks members enjoy large hot coffees from Dunkin' for $1.49. Not a DD Perks member? Join on the Dunkin' app today for an easy, contactless way to order and pay, pick up in-store, or at the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Ah, we're having fun today. We're having fun.
Is that what we call it? What's the matter? You're diverted. Your attention has been diverted.
I got an attention thing where, like, I don't really pay it often. I guess that's the best way to say it. Actually, probably the dumbest way to say it, but not for nothing. Jalen Reagor, I will say this. I like him. Work ethic seems to be there. We talked about it last week. He seems like he was messed with a lot in terms of his weight right before the combine, which makes zero sense to me. But Skip Bayless, and Skip Bayless, I think, does his job well. He's a troll. He knows he's a troll. One of my favorite things on social media right now is the photo of him. I think he's got like a Dallas Cowboy hat on or something, and he stands up with the Jordans on, I think, and like a black jumpsuit is what it looks like. And people are like, the 21-year-old that goes to high school parties. They captured it with that thing, and I think it's the funniest thing.
But what's up, cool kids?
Yeah, right. It's all you cool cats and kittens. But Skip Bayless had it in for Jalen Reagor over the weekend for some dumb reason. Here's Skip Bayless talking about Jalen Reagor, Eagles' first-round draft pick.
Jalen Reagor? I about fell out of my chair second time over that for the wrong reason. Jalen Reagor went way higher than any draft expert had mocked him. I'm mocking that pick right now because I thought it was a silly pick because there were four or five other receivers I would have taken over Jalen Reagor. God bless you.
All right. First off, Skip, don't just try to do less for the love of God. Anyway, Jalen Reagor then quotes the tweet with just a simple okay emoji. Like basically to say, you didn't get this by me. I saw this one. And that's
you're on my list.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, really. Literally. It was like Ryan Howard, The Office, just like writing the list out. That's what it was. It was like Steve Buscemi. Instead, he was adding people to the list of people he wanted to burn. We'll put it that way. I love guys just acknowledging that they see that stuff out there. They see the doubters. And Jalen Reagor is one of those guys that seems to be fueled by the doubters. And that might not seem like breaking news to some people, but there's other people that just say, out of hell with it. I don't need that motivation. Hey, I've said this and I'll continue to say it. If I learned anything from Last Dance, it's how stupid players can be in terms of looking for motivation. It might seem stupid to me, the mere mortal, but to these guys, they need that little kick in the rump to get them going for a 16-game schedule, playoff run, a 6-month season. Let's call it what it is. It's not just about the games. It's about the preparation and the work that goes into it as well. Especially in this offseason, that has got to be so weird for these rookies. I know they don't know anything to compare it to, but let's face it. They've been playing football their whole lives.
Yeah.
This is weird, no matter your first year in the NFL or your 10th or 20th year in the NFL. This is an odd thing, especially when players that have been in the league for so long, like Jason Kelce, 9 seasons, that went through the lockout of 2011. That's the only thing they can compare it to. But even then, they were allowed playbooks 2 weeks before the season. Now they're at least allowed virtual meetings with their team, so they know what everyone wants to do. Jalen Reagor looking for this kind of motivation is a great thing. And he, when he was on with us those weeks ago, he talked about a similar thing. And basically what he does in the offseason is watch highlight reels of other players like DeSean Jackson just to get him motivated. He'll read these press clippings. He'll see these clips on social media. Like he saw this one. He just goes, eh, okay. Like you, what I really learned was how dumb it can be. The weird places people will look for those motivating factors. And that's something that Jalen Reagor is doing right there.
Yeah, Jordan went deep. Like, he went real, real deep in looking for his, you know, little motivating factors. This one's right out there. It's a national talk show. Why he has your name in his mouth is probably as surprising as what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you picking on Jalen Reagor? Guy hasn't played a down in the NFL yet, but yet he's ready to fall off his couch. Good for Jalen. I love that Jalen Reagor just said, okay.
Yeah, that's it. A check. I see you.
Got you.
Keep that energy. Yeah. More or less.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, speaking of keeping energy, Shannon Sharpe, I will say this, he's one of my favorite gifts on social media.
Did you want Jalen Rager's mom's address of the situation?
Right. Yeah.
I found the tweet.
What did Mama Rager say?
So her name is Ashia Johnson. She quote tweeted Skip Bayless as well.
Nice.
I love how my son hasn't played a down and the hate keeps growing. We don't talk. We about that action. Twitter and all other social media has been gas on a fire that this has been burning in his soul. Get a ticket and watch the Rager show. You will sing a different song, old man. Mama Rager for the win.
Yeah, right?
Damn.
For the win from the top rope.
Yeah.
All right. That was, flying.
She's
elbow
taking off the earrings. She's ready to throw down.
She went, who was it? Superfly Jimmy Snuka back in the day? I'll go to you for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was off the top
Elizabeth.
Rope like that.
Elizabeth was his significant other. She died.
Superfly Jimmy Snuka was with, I thought.
Well, she kind of got passed around a little bit, but she was his, what do you call it, manager, I guess, for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Elizabeth. Yep.
But I didn't realize, was she originally with Superfly Jimmy
Snuka? I think
Snuka?
She was originally, and then she started going around a little bit.
I was right after Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Were you? That's when you jumped in?
My, 3-month love of wrestling started probably right at the end of Superfly.
See, if you would have started at Superfly, maybe you'd still be in.
Copy that. All right. But so she's from the top rope there. Great stuff. Now, Shannon Sharpe, I don't want to say he had the Eagles back as a whole, but more or less did. Because while Skip Bayless was doing his normal troll job, Shannon Sharpe was doing a much better job of telling it like it was.
What we're seeing is that they're surrounding these young quarterbacks with talent. They're making it almost impossible for them to fail because they've given them so much of such a wealth of talent. And you see Carson Wentz, Skippy threw for 4,000 yards and had no receiver that had more than 500 yards receiving. So now he get D-Jack, Alshon, Jalen Reagor, Marquise Goodwin, pair him with Zach Ertz. Big thing, baby. NFC East, repeat. Can you say it with me, Skip? Repeat NFC East champs, baby. Got the t-shirt already. You don't even know it, but I got one.
First off, anytime your team gets national love like that from, you know, obviously a national brand.
I enjoy Shannon Sharpe. He's funny.
Has he become a caricature of himself?
Kind of.
I think that often, too.
Right?
You kind of have to when you're paired with someone like that.
But that's the thing. I enjoy anytime a bully gets bullied. And I know that might sound like an oxymoron, but I just enjoy that because that guy is, at some point, that guy tries to punch above his weight, and that's where you get put in your place.
Mm-hmm.
Skip Bayless getting trolled is beauty, is it not? There's no doubt in my mind that the whole time Shannon Sharpe, I think he believes what he's saying, but he also knows that his opinion is really going to get under Skip Bayless's skin.
Yeah.
I think that goes without saying. Skip Bayless being the Cowboy fan that he is, Shannon Sharpe recognizing that and going all in with saying more or less that you guys are going to lose the NFC.
I got the shirt.
Yeah, it's already printed. All right, I got money more coming. Guess what? These ain't going to be going to the third world countries, my friend. These are going to be circulating in the Philadelphia area and any other bandwagon Eagle fan that wants to jump on with us. But not just because he thinks it's not just because Skip Bayless is going to get annoyed by that. He actually believes it. And when you think about it, the biggest advantage, as we pointed out many times, is the Eagles haven't had a head coaching change. Everybody else got to go through this time with a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ron Rivera did a media hit the other day where he was talking about how he was one of the first coaches hired in this new turn before everything kind of went to hell. So he feels like he has a leg up on the other guys as well. So I was like, wow, that's a reach. Like, whatever you say, coach. And then you have Doug Peterson trying to motivate these young guys coming in here, making sure he's keeping the attention of everybody throughout these virtual meetings. Talked about it at length last week when he had his press conference with the media. Talked about how he's not only making sure everybody is checking in. He says attendance has been just off the charts. He also said that he's showing these videos of everybody working out, which I still can't wrap my... Like, I just think it's such a brilliant idea because the last thing you want to be as a player is the guy falling behind. So he's like, hey, Brandon Graham's working out with his wife. Hey, what are you doing, Josh Sweat? You working out? Brandon Graham's working out. Oh, there's Josh Sweat's workout video. D-Jax, oh, good workout video. Hey, Jalen Reagor, where's your workout video? He is keeping these guys to a standard that you want a head coach to keep players at. And that's what Doug Peterson does phenomenally well above anything else, is knowing how to motivate his team and keep them on the same page.
Yeah, he's a player's coach, right? So, you know, how do you keep competitive juices flowing when you're not actually competing? Well, he figured out a way. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark, look what Jamie's doing. He's doing it, you know, like just egging him on perfectly and just putting it out there. I agree with you. I think he's wonderful at handling the mental side of his players.
Oh, yeah. I think he's done a remarkable job even through this time. And how about this? Last week, he had Phil Jackson address the team. Okay. All right. Brandon Graham came out and said that Phil Jackson basically told everyone, hey, you have to know your role, more or less. That's great. Well, Will Parks, who did an interview with John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia, lets it be known that Steve Kerr came out and addressed the team this week. All right, just keep on cranking out the reality, or not the reality, the documentary stars here of mm-hmm. Quarantine. So I assume Joe Exotic will be next, maybe Carole Baskin, I don't know. But, you know, that's I guess, the route you have to go. Maybe Jordan.
Dr. Fauci, I'd like to see him. Maybe,
you want
to
see Fauci?
I want to see, yeah, we'll take it, you know, get something out there. I think that'd be fun.
Little T.
That's what we called him when we played against him. Little T. Tony. Little T. He's a little man. He's 5'5".
I don't know what it is about the name Anthony that I never associate. I know Tony is the abbreviation.
Well, it's funny you say that. Because one of my good buddies that we grew up with, you know, his last name is Dealer. We shorten his last name D. We all call him D.
Okay.
But if we called him by his first name, it was always Ant. Now, in his adult life, and he became a chief of police and, you know, all that for years and all. In his adult life, he introduces himself to everyone as Tony.
He goes by Tony now.
None of us, not one of us who have been friends with him for 40 years ever called him Tony.
Well, you think, like, Sting's friend call him Sting? I don't know why Sting came to mind. No, they probably call him Gordy.
Yeah.
You think about, like, how you grew up with people is what you are forever. Deal with it.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's what we are. I mean, that might be a terrible thing about, like, us as a group of, like, with our friends, right, that we grew up with, maybe we should change. And I was like, nah. Like, with my friends, we're 10 years old forever. Like, that's how it is.
I got a text from one of my buddies yesterday about something from when we were little. He said, oh, man, weren't those the best times when we were little? And I said, yeah. He said, thank God we've never grown up. Exactly. That's exactly what his text was yesterday. Exactly. I said, you're exactly right.
Yeah, you're just how you are. If you have the same group of friends from that, like, you haven't really changed much. Y'all got older. That's about all that happened.
No, and it's, you know, like, you probably go through the same thing. It's funny to look at the reaction of our wives when we're all together and just laughing our asses off about the stupidest things, and we're 14 again, and they are stuck being married to us.
I told you guys last week, like, I still play doorknob and safety with my friends.
Yeah, right?
How immature is that? Like, literally still call that. Yeah. We're going to be 40 soon. You know what I mean? And, like, I was walking around with my buddy, and something happened, and I yelled doorknob, and he was like, damn it. And you're damn right I punched him.
Yeah.
God, this is America.
Rules of the game.
Rules, don't break the rules.
Rules of life.
In my eulogy, whoever says my eulogy, last word has to be doorknob, just in case. All right, let's get Jordan in Westchester. What's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Belated Memorial Day.
Same to you, bud.
Thank you. Oh, actually, I did read something yesterday about how it's not...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
happy Memorial Day, but it should be just hope you had a good holiday.
I think everybody understands, and I get it.
Yeah. But anyways, we all know that so us four understand that Skip Bayless is a troll, but there are still a vast amount, and even a vast amount of Eagles fans that don't understand that, and he gets under their skin like nothing else.
Yeah, he's got real estate. He's got real estate in some people's heads.
Yeah, he does. All right, so I liked the conversation this morning about bringing sports back. And all right, so when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, absolutely, I can't wait for this to happen. Just having some time to reflect on it now, thinking about when it actually does come back. In the current state of how the world and the country is, I think you always have to think about the worst case scenario, right? Mm-hmm. And this is very, very unlikely to happen. But, with them getting tested before is great. But I just worry about, one person walking down the hall and pressing a soda machine button that they shouldn't press, them contracting it, then them giving it to 50 different players in the NBA because they're not tested every day while they're there. And then we're at a bigger setback in sports than we are right now with it anyways. So I'm almost to the point where I think it kind of is too early to bring it back, without a steady treatment or a vaccine for it. But at the same time, I want them to come back because, that's the selfish side of me. So I'm kind of torn on it.
Yeah.
But I just think, you have to always think about the worst case scenario with this virus. And, that could happen. And if it's a potential to happen, then is it really okay to bring them back as of right now?
See, I think it is. And the reason I think it is because of testing. Like, what's a safer environment for these guys? Is it to be out in the world? Because, states are going to open up. Businesses are going to open up. Restaurants, the whole thing. So what's a safer environment? These guys just going out into the world, or these guys going out in a quarantined world still for another month and a half where people are tested?
Right.
That's the way I'm thinking of it.
Yeah. And I understand the point of, it's going to bring a lot of money back too. And I get that, but is it worth a league's reputation? If somebody in the NBA this happens to, not only are they going to get scrutinized for it because they're looked at in a worldly view, a small diner in the middle of Pennsylvania isn't looked at in a worldly view, but the NBA is.
Right.
That's not only going to ruin it for them, but that's going to have major setbacks on the rest of sports as well, too. So, I understand your point, Mark. I hear it, and I think it definitely is a safer place than the rest of the world. But at the same time, is it really necessary?
For a lot of people, it is, because they got to make that money, whether that be someone on the coaching staff or that be a player at the end of the bench, that be an owner, that whoever it might be associated with the team that's not making $1 million. But with the world you're talking about, you sound like you'd be all right with sports shutting down for a year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I think about my family in these certain situations, and the more it spreads, the more chance they have of getting it. And, I'm happy that we flatten the curve and everything like that. I think we're heading in the right direction, but all it takes is, one setback with this disease.
Right.
And, I don't know, Mark. I'm obviously not happy about not thinking about sports for a year. You know me. I love sports just as much as anyone else. But I worry about the repercussions of doing this too early. I really do.
Mm-hmm. No, it's legit.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
Yeah, Jordan, thanks for the call, bud.
All right, fellas. See you later.
And Jordan brings up a point without really bringing up a point. When are these teams going to announce what their plan is if somebody does test by? I mean, there's been, we're not going to shut. Okay, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
And that's like Jordan's saying, and we all want sports back. We're not, but what I think to expand on what Jordan's saying is for every answer that you have, that you think you have for as far as starting up, you have 10 more questions.
Yeah, right.
You just do. And it's coming in. Look, the way you get this thing is by coming in contact with people, right? Mm-hmm. I think what Jordan is saying in a nutshell is all you're doing is putting these players in more contact with more people.
Right.
Is that a good thing to do?
Sure.
So I understand. Yeah, under controlled circumstances, God, I hope so. And Jamie brought up the great point. The other leagues that start around the world, we haven't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's what it is. But you have to have, worst case scenario, quoting Jordan, in a plan for that. Mm-hmm. You have to have a plan for two guys getting sick on a team or something.
So I think this is obviously, I'm sure, in the 60-page guideline at the NBA. But, I mean, I'm sure it's up to the teammates to, like, if somebody tests positive, they're removed from the campus environment and sent somewhere to self-isolate, whether that's home, whether that's however. These guys live a life that we don't know. They mm-hmm. could probably fly private home. They could take a chartered bus home, whatever. I'm not concerned about that. It's then, are the teammates comfortable staying around
right.
when somebody...
Where they were.
And home. I'm yeah. sure they're asked right now in the preliminary stages, would you be comfortable continuing on play if a teammate tested positive? And I don't know what the answers are, obviously, because it's confidential, but I would wager that probably 80-85% of the players are comfortable continuing on at this point.
It seems like that, but the thing is...
That's the worst case, right? Like one or two teammates test positive?
Well, no, worst case is...
The entire team. Yeah.
But here's the thing. So it's been outlined, it's been talked about, what happens if there's a positive test? Well, then we keep going. If there's a positive test... I very much doubt it's one positive test. Look at the one situation in Utah. I mean, it was Rudy Gobert, and then it was Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. That's like, it's not going to be one positive test.
But people could be positive at the same time, be asymptomatic, and not even know it, you know, right, unless they're getting tested.
That's the thing. That's what would have to happen.
So I think they can do it. I really do think they can pull it off effectively.
If you look at the other leagues, Jamie, as you pointed out, they have been able to do it. So why wouldn't Major League Baseball? Why wouldn't the NBA?
Well, they're stretching money, those scumbags, both sides.
I get it, and I know that. But still, if their ultimate goal is to return to play, which it is,
mm-hmm.
but also make money.
And more things are coming out now that, you know, it's not easily transferable on surface areas. Uh-huh. It's more about the cough, sneeze, mm-hmm. droplets, face.
Direct.
Yeah, direct. So... I mean, things are trending in the direction that they're going to be much safer to open up.
I absolutely. All that's factual. Right?
Yeah.
But what is also factual is if they're talking about one test, what goes out the window is that it's most likely not going to be one test. It's going to affect multiple players. So what does happen in the event, though, that it is multiple tests? What happens in the event that it is maybe five guys? What happens if it is like a significant amount of team? What if it's marquee players?
Yeah.
Like LeBron James can say all he wants. He feels fine about playing. What happens if he gets it? Is he then quarantined? Is he then taken out of the NBA's worst nightmare, that is, it's before the championship game or championship series?
I'm sure there's parameters in place where they can delay series if it's a marquee player.
Right? I mean, that's...
Oh, really?
Oh, you think the NBA Finals would happen without LeBron James in it? They would push that back.
See, how do you do that?
This is, I don't think you can. This is the risk that you take running this. Yep. You almost have to treat
or
it.
Or they sign
and I'm not taking
says,
this lightly. You know, you'll have to treat it like an injury.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or they just sign something that says, no, we understand there's risk, and if I'm sick, the team forges on.
Oh, that, I mean, look.
Has to be, yeah.
Because then basketball's going right up against football at the
Which
start.
They don't want.
No, they don't want it.
Nobody wants that.
Not at all. I mean, that's the outlying factor of all this is... The phrase, if someone tests positive, someone, not if people test positive, if players test positive. And I'm not even referring to the players in the league. I'm talking about the players on the team in that same building, because then they're going to be thinking about both teams here. Who were the Jazz playing the night everything shut down?
The Timberwolves?
Yeah, I think it was the Timberwolves.
Thunder. Oklahoma Thunder. City.
Was it OKC? Whoever it was. I mean,
They were in OKC, and players, they canceled the game.
Players got to get tested.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Sixers went up against somebody that the Jazz or somebody had faced two nights early, and three people in their organization get it, mm-hmm. right? Like, that's how... The thing is, as much as we want to be close to, you know, sports starting and all that, I think the telltale sign that we're getting very close is when they have an exact answer for just the questions we're posing here.
Right. Yeah. And I think their exact answer is we go on as long as we have players.
Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah. But then it gets more. What do you do? Do you quarantine a team? If a guy on a team gets it, you know, I'm an opposing player, and now I'm going to face your team when you just quarantine somebody, and we don't know if you have it yet or not, although it says a test. You know, they're also false negative testing.
Yeah.
That comes into consideration, too. Right. So. There's just so much on the table still. It's crazy.
False positive.
But
what if it's a false positive and the guy can't play in the finals? And it's like, oops, sorry, messed up, didn't come back accurate. And to Miss Cousy.
Our fault.
Miss Cousy. Yeah, that's a tough one right there. By the way, you're being called out for your wrestling knowledge.
Really?
Well, somebody's telling me that Miss Elizabeth was only with Randy Macho Savage. Man. Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage.
She definitely.
You guys are literally speaking Greek.
That's
to
who
me,
she's
so
known
no
for. But I think she started to tail away a little bit.
Who was with the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase?
I never liked him. I didn't like the Million Dollar
Why
Man.
Why didn't you like Ted DiBiase?
I was never.
What's the matter with you?
No, never.
You
a
know,
fan.
What's the problem? All right, anyway.
Never
I
fan.
I have no idea what you guys are saying.
These are just great names for
I hear
child,
words.
You hear what?
You know what I made for the first time, surprisingly, this weekend? French toast.
First time?
I've never made French. I know. As I'm making it, I'm like, I can't believe I've never made French toast before. I'm not a huge fan of French toast.
What's wrong
But
with
I
you?
Made it. Evidently not. Rock stopped over, gave me some Texas toast. You got to make French toast out of Texas toast, right?
That's true. That's
yeah.
Good.
So I made it for the family.
Fresh Texas toast?
Yeah, there you go. Mm. And the only reason I said that is because I was just looking at my phone.
Fresh. Said, you say the fresh, like it's healthier.
Yeah, it is. How have you never made French toast? That's psycho stuff.
No, I have now.
A little cinnamon over top? A little sprinkle of cinnamon?
I put cinnamon in the mixture.
So you start
a little vanilla extract, too.
There you go.
Yeah, we're late.
We're going to talk to Sean in a minute. Shut up, Bob.
Sorry, Coach. Paul cares about your French toast.
tell you in a minute how baseball's doomed. And then we got Paul Hunter coming up at 9. Time of the Fanatic 844.
Fanatic Sports Update.
PA inching forward. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rudder Roofing. Rudder Roofing Siding Windows and Decks. Call 610-584-2084 or go to rudderroofing.com. The NBA and their Players Association are still in discussions about how the season will resume. One possibility in deep discussion is whether or not the league will be able to negotiate with Walt Disney World and Orlando to become their host site. Adrian Wojnarowski reported yesterday that the director of the NBPA, Michelle Roberts, is reaching out to teams to see how players feel about the possible host site, financial implications, and more. One thing teams are seriously considering negotiating is the ability to return directly to the league's host site, wherever that ends up being, in hopes that it would shorten their return time. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Barzetta in the Morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Whether you're working remotely, taking web classes, binge-watching TV, or gaming, Dell is here to help you find the right tech. From XPS and Alienware computers that are redefining what's possible with 10th-gen Intel Core processors to the latest top-brand electronics, our seamless tech solutions will help keep you connected. Plus, get free shipping. Call us today at 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4 line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
One of our great sponsors and friends of the station, Family and Company Jewelers, is happy to announce that they are now open for curbside pickup, consultation, sales, and consignments at their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Follow them on social media or visit familyjewelers.com for hours and additional information. Stay safe, but don't make love wait. Curbside service is now available from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work. Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire. It helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning is at your service all summer long with repairs and maintenance performed safely in your home. Need a new system? Service First is at your service with 0% financing for 72 months on qualifying units. Schedule service today at servicefirsthvac.com. Let us help you stay connected. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
As a pro, saving time and money is your first priority. Lowe's can help you save both. Shop on lowesforpros.com and get free standard shipping on qualifying orders of $45 or more. You'll find the brands you trust and can order on the job site or in the truck from any device. Need something in a hurry? Make a quick trip to Lowe's. We're open at 6 a.m. and offer curbside pickup so you can get what you need and get on your way. Lowe's, here to help you save time and money. Applies to eligible items only. Contiguous U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See lowesforpros.com for details.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa!
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times. As represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Now, more of Farzetta in the Morning.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming up, Paul Hudrick's going to join the program from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Kick around the... I bought this computer to help me in my home office, and I'm learning it squeaks on the console here in studio. It's very annoying.
Take it back.
It annoys me. Oh, it kind of squeaks when I bring it in studio. Is that weird? Anyway, here's the deal. Baseball is kind of is the term screwed the pooch. Is that the term here?
Yeah,
I believe so. So you have hockey about to start up the postseason. You have the NBA about to start up their postseason, and baseball seems like they still have no idea what they're doing. They at least know how to keep players safe, apparently, according to players and owners and the way the discussions have kind of leaked out a little bit here. But what they don't know what to do is agree on money. So as we've said many times, if you are not going to be able to agree on money in this climate, good luck ever coming back. But baseball, I think, is just going to call it a season. And I think they should call it a season and say, you know what? No 2020 season. No 2020 year. We'll see in 2021. We're going to go work on ourselves for a while right now because baseball would be embarrassed. Baseball would be pantsed, essentially, by the NHL playoffs, by the NBA playoffs, and football starting up. And right now, when you look at it, what's to be gained for baseball? I know that they would decrease the number of the amount of money that they're going to be missing. So I get that motivation there. But you're going to be going up against hockey at its peak, basketball at its peak, and just before football season starts. You're going to get embarrassed ratings-wise across the country throughout all the major markets when those other sports are at their peak.
Yeah. I'll go back to, though, if I'm baseball, I'm thinking, man, out of sight, out of mind. People are going to forget about us. So it's going to have more long-lasting effects. I think if you take this year off, and it's because of money in this time that we are. You have a chance to win fans back. You have a chance to not talk publicly, but get with each other, figure this out, and then come out and say, yeah, we're both taking major pay cuts, but the sport's more important, and boom, here we are. We're coming back.
because I'm telling you, it's not going to be, if baseball goes away, people aren't going to be like they are during this pandemic. If it goes away for a year, they're not going to be, oh, I can't wait for baseball to come back.
Mm-hmm.
The majority is going to be, what sport was that again?
Yeah, right.
It's going to take a major, major hit. I know you're going to get killed in the ratings, but you got to get out there anyway. Even if it's just for the cities where you're the only sport, where, you know, you're beloved by everyone in that town. Overall, it's going to look bad, but you have to get out on the field, I think. You have to.
Look, if you're baseball, I think that's the way you're thinking of it. Oh, I can't. Even if it's a backseat, it's still a seat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're still on the plane, so to speak. But at the same time, if you go away and you take a year to try to improve your sport, which, by the way, baseball, and I probably said this a billion times, I'm a baseball first guy, but I'm acknowledging what the reality is, and it seems like it's losing more and more people. World Series over the last 3 years has gone down in ratings every single year for 3 years in a row. Before that, it wasn't exactly on an uptick either.
Right.
So I think most people, even the hardcore baseball fan, knows that it needs some type of revamping. And if people are arguing about how long baseball is and it takes forever and it's a boring sport, I don't think baseball is boring, but I think the way it's been played, especially over the last 3-4 years, when you talk about going deeper in counts and trying to promote that, and I understand that's a great thing, but also deeper in counts. If you strike out, you strike out. So what? Home runs, you know, everyone's swinging for the fences, whatever it might be. It's not the most exciting brand of baseball it's ever been.
Wow, and the way they use pitchers anymore. I mean, you know, you're throwing 7-8 pitchers out there almost every game.
Yeah, and look, when the people say, oh, make games 7 innings, and I know that's been something that's been thrown out there, I hate that idea.
Yeah, I don't want that either.
I don't want it, but you think about it, and it's like, wow, that would really save pitchers.
Yeah, it would.
It would solve the problem of baseball being too long.
I mean, who the hell has, like, honestly, who has 4.5 hours?
No one!
Nobody.
Jamie, we grew up in an era where we were always told by an older generation, yeah, your attention spans are dog, you know what. And they are. And MTV rotting your brain, video games. Well, like, our attention spans aren't getting any longer.
No, 4.5 hour games. It really dawned on me, like, I guess it was like 3 years ago, NBA playoffs going on at the same time as MLB. And you could squeeze in an action-packed NBA playoff game in like 2 hours and 20 minutes and still have time to catch like half of a baseball game.
Exactly.
And I was like, what?
Baseball's so doomed.
I love it.
It hurts to say it, but it's doomed.
But they got to be quicker. Nobody's got that time.
And as I said last week, if you have the NHL at its peak, the NBA at its peak, and the NFL
which
just starting
which is adrenaline
up,
in sports form as
you,
a viewer.
Are you missing baseball?
No.
Neither am I.
And I love baseball. Yeah. But come on, playoffs and NFL, I don't like their odds.
Oh, by the way, when I say NFL, it's not even just like the Eagles. It means like also your fantasy team.
Yeah.
Like, I think about that. Do I need baseball? Yeah, nope. Sean in Newark, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good
morning, man.
I don't even know where to start. You guys are all over the map with the baseball, with all the different things wrong, and I think you're right on everything. The one thing is that disappoints me at baseball is I'm like you, Mark. That was my favorite sport as a kid. And I can remember bringing like a scorecard and thrill of sitting there and literally keeping score every game and wanting to make sure I got every detail right.
Right.
You know, make sure to put my K's backwards if the guy struck out looking and, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But what they're missing is you're right. They should be out there playing and they should already be on the field now. I mean, of all the sports, baseball is the one sport that lends itself to social distancing. I mean, you're never near each other. The only time you're really near each other, like within 6 feet, is the batter and the catcher. And I mean, when you got one of them kneeling, the other one standing, and then they're facing perpendicular to each other.
Right.
And it seems like you could fix that situation and have them play without masks just by putting a couple fans. When I say fans, I mean actual like fans that blow air like you would have on a Hollywood set. You put one of them about 3 rows deep at each side and just point it towards home plate. It wouldn't have to be like blowing like hurricane winds. The idea is just to keep a breeze going if there wasn't a breeze that day, so that the air being put out by the batter and the catcher is being dissipated away from the area. And the players in the dugouts, they could wear masks or they could sit in the first row of stands, I mean, and keep away from each other. So, I mean, they should be on the field now like the way it was after 9/11 when President Bush threw out the first pitch. You know, like baseball was there. We're here to save the country, kind of. And it's that same type of vibe. You could be out there now, like we're in this together and baseball's here for you. And they should be playing right now. It's like ridiculous. This is the one chance. Like, look at how many people watched that golf thing this weekend. All right, well, all those people would be watching baseball if they're playing there. You'd have basketball fans and football fans and hockey fans actually watching baseball for the first time. Yeah, so this is a great opportunity for baseball that they're blowing.
Mm. Go figure. Go figure that, like, those people would be available to watch sports. Baseball would be back in action. They follow what the KBO has been doing. And then the next thing you know, we actually have a sport to watch. But baseball is blowing the opportunity.
Absolutely, because they're the ones that really were already declining. So this is a golden opportunity for you to try to draw everybody back in and say, hey, remember us, baseball? We're here too. We're pretty cool.
Right.
You know, look how many people watch that thing this weekend, and it's just a little amateur golf thing with Tiger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how desperate people are. And as far as basketball, my thoughts are it should be a 16-team playoffs. The season's over. It's stupid to try to play the last 17 games. Those teams that are at the bottom of the barrel, they don't even like playing those last 17 games when it's a regular season.
Well, Sean,
the Sixers ripped off.
Sean, and I think this is the realization, and I'm with you as far as that opinion goes, but the reality is those 10 games would put paychecks in those players' pockets, so it might actually help the sport come back faster.
You know, all the complications with people dying and all that, do we really need those 10 games? The playoffs are going to put money in people's pockets. That's what's going to, you know what I mean? Them 10 games are like exhibition games.
Yeah, but those players aren't
players.
Guys
will get paid.
In that team, I don't want to play it.
But, right, but, the players aren't playing in those games. They're not being paid to not play.
Yeah, but I mean, who the heck wants to see 10 meaningless games?
I agree with you, Sean. Thanks for the call. I agree. I don't want to see them. But I do want to see the playoffs, and if that helps the playoffs come back faster, then, yeah, hey, guess what? Hey, yeah, have
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.